Well, now it's going to be over to you. What has God been doing in your life in 2024? It might be a challenge, it might be something full of joy. It may be something that God started that's not yet finished. Is there anybody who would like... The only thing I am going to say is, could you please keep it short? Because there's, I don't know, 50, 60 people here, and if everybody takes 2 minutes, we're all going to have burnt roast potatoes. So if you could be succinct, that would be really helpful. So does anybody want to be first? Come on, Ro. I thought you might. That's right, she's a dear friend.
So I've had a really difficult situation. My daughter, last October, actually the October before last, decided that she needed some space from me. And I found that really hard. Actually, it hurt. But the Lord is incredible. He has protected my heart. He has strengthened me. He has given me courage to be bold in terms of being able to stand up straight. I've prayed for forgiveness. If absolutely, you know, we're all not perfect, but I have this inner peace of knowing that God's on it. He's in it, and He's on it, and it's going to be okay. But I have not stressed. I've had moments of tears, but those moments have been few, because the Lord is on it.
Bless you. And Lord, we pray for this situation, and we pray that you would be in the midst of it and continue to bring your healing to both Ro and Jess. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you. That's brave.
Cheers, thank you. Hello. For those of you who don't know me, I recently started at Morelands College, which is not too far away from here, Christchurch, kind of Sopley area. Anyway, it's been going really well. The first term has finished already, so that's one third of the first year done. So it's gone really, really fast. And as you can imagine, God has been at work in His usual unexpected and surprising way. And it's all lovely having the lectures and learning new things and having access to the library and everything. But what I found particularly poignant is the one-on-ones. It's the seeming randomness and unexpectedness of one-on-one prayer encounters when someone will come up and ask for prayer, or I'm praying in a group, and I find myself incredibly centered and complete and at peace. And this, I don't know, it's kind of helping to shift, because there is some youth work involved in the placement I'm at, but actually what's sort of becoming a bit clearer to me is this idea of more of a pastoral ministry and sort of a one-on-one. I just happily talk and pray with people all day, and I'm finding that some people find it really tiring. I find it very energizing, so maybe I'm just a bit of a weirdo, but it seems that God is sort of every now and then tapping me on the shoulder going, you like that, don't you? You like that? So any prayers around that would be really, really good. I've still no like massive clear idea of what I'm doing, but there is this continued sense that God is leading and shaping. So any prayers on that would be awesome. Thank you.
So Lord, thank you for Joe and his course. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to guide him and lead him in the way that you want him to go. And Lord, bless him and fill him with your spirit. Amen. Thank you, Joe. I'm looking around in hopeful anticipation. Jilly.
Hi, I came a Christian, and 12 months after I came a Christian, the Lord gave me what he wanted me to do. And I've had to wait 5 years for it to actually start, which it started this year. And I give my Tuesday afternoons up to work with Lindy on her project in Langton on the house she's doing. It's still on early stages, but so I'm trying to fit more of my voluntary work on Lindy's project, which the Lord has asked me to work with.
So, Lord, we pray for Jilly and for Lindy. And, Lord, continue to inspire them and equip them and enable them. Amen. Christine, it is Christine, isn't it? Did you have your hand up?
Happy New Year to you all. This is about, well, there's lots of people here. We've all got something to thank God for. The gratitude. We can thank God in the very smallest things. We can thank God that we have got roast potatoes today. We can thank God for all the ways he's seen us through difficult times. So I just want to say that I'm here to thank God for all that he does, for each and every one of us, and for what he's about to do. So that's it, really. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Do you think we could all manage a thank you, Lord, all together? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Christine. David.
Yes, God acts personally, but he also acts corporately to fulfill his will in the lives of groups, and both of groups and also individuals as well. Just over 2 years ago, a little group was set up called the Swanage Christian Men's Breakfast. We meet monthly at 8:15 first Saturday of the month in the upstairs room of McAllister's Cafe. We started off with just about half a dozen of us, but the number's grown regularly to around 15 or 16. We begin with a little homily, or someone presents a word on something or other, and then we have a discussion, and then the breakfast comes. And it's a time of real blessing and discussion where people can be absolutely open with one another. The membership is quite wide, not just this church, but several other churches in Swanage. The good thing is that it clearly meets a need, because among our members are several chaps who are widowers, and also people who live on their own. So they enjoy their fellowship. And I think we need to thank God that this work was established, and also that it continues to flourish.
Thank you, David. Can we just pray for this? Lord, we do pray for the men's breakfast. And Lord, we know that it's meeting a need. So Lord, we pray that you continue to presence yourself there, to draw to it the men that you want there, that they might be blessed by you. Amen. Thank you, David. Tim.
This is not about me personally, but I, and the regulars here will have heard a lot of the Alpha testimonies, but we ran an Alpha course from September through to the end of November, and it was one of the most amazing courses, Alpha courses, that I've been involved with, because of the dynamics of the group and the way that we gelled together. And I was just sitting there thinking that I once heard somebody say, oh, there's no point in, you know, running any more Alpha courses. Or it wasn't somebody in this church. It was a sort of just a general sort of throwaway comment, you know, well, there's nobody else who wants to do an Alpha course. And I thought, you know, come on. It's worth doing an Alpha course for one person. It's lovely to do an Alpha course with lots of people, but it's worth doing an Alpha course with one person. If you can bring one person to the Lord through Alpha, or if you can develop one person's faith and disciple one person, it is worth doing an Alpha course. So I just want to thank God, really, for the Alpha course that we did, and the blessing that it was to Sally and I, who ran it, but also to all the people who came along. So thank you, Lord, for Alpha. If there's any of the Alpha people want to say anything.
Thanks, Tim. So, Lord, thank you for the Alpha course, for that initiative. And, Lord, we pray for opportunities in 2025 to share the gospel with people who do not yet know it. Amen. Lisa?
Sorry, I'm Lisa. I haven't prepared anything for this, but I just wanted to... Tim encouraged me to come up with his mention. I just wanted to remind you all that God's timing is always right. If you trust him, and let him lead your life and let him be in charge. It's perfect. It's life is not never perfect, but he is perfect and he helps you. I'm spent 2 months in Finland, November, December, looking after my sister who passed away in December. And it was perfect. Everything was beautiful. And I had been, all my friends been praying for peace. That's what I wanted. I never been in the same situation before. I didn't know anything what to expect. But because of these prayers, it was perfect. It was beautiful. And it strengthened my faith. And going back to the Alpha Course, if I hadn't been on that Alpha Course just before I went to Finland, I don't know what would have happened. Because that Alpha Course gave me strength and faith that this is what God has planned. This is his timing. So leave it in God's hands and all will be well. Thank you.
It reminded me, Chrissy saying about God being in the little things. I think he's been in a lot of little things with us over the past year, but just recently, we were due to go over to our family in Somerset on Christmas Day morning. On Christmas Eve, Carol had arranged a Sainsbury's delivery for between 11 and 12 midday on Christmas Eve, which he duly came about 11:05, and there were three big crates, and he said, "You've got a family coming tomorrow?" We said, "No, we're actually going to our family in Somerset on tomorrow, and our family are coming on the day after, Boxing Day." He said, "Oh, you're going to Somerset tomorrow?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Did you know you've got a flat rear tyre?" And I went and had a look, and yes, it was flat. And bless him, he was a Sainsbury's driver who we've seen quite often, and he's middle-aged. He's sort of got grown-up children, and one's abroad like one of ours. And he said, "Have you got a spare tyre? I'll help you change it." I said, "No, I'm afraid modern cars don't come with spare tyres." So it's a quick arrow prayer to God. "Please, what can we do?" And I rang Natalie, the service girl at St. Michael's Garage in Harman's Cross, and she said, "Have you called Ford Assist?" And I said, "No." She said, "Oh, well, there's not a lot of point, is there? Because they're going to come, and he hasn't got a spare tyre, and the tyre places won't be open now, or they won't be open for very long." She said, "Give me 5 minutes, I'll come back to you," which she did, and she said, "The mechanic's jumping in the breakdown van now. He's going to come over and see if he can put some air in your tyre to get up to the garage and we'll sort it out," which they duly did. Thank you, God.